This summer, St. Joseph, Missouri erupted in controversy. A conservative evangelical pastor launched a campaign to prevent the gay pastor of a progressive church from being reappointed to the city's volunteer library board. The campaign was successful, and residents of St. Joseph say the resulting uproar has revealed how divided the small community is and brought to light LGBTQ+ discrimination. KCUR's Nominu Giadine brings us more.
First Christian Church is located in a 125-year-old building in downtown St. Joseph. Its sanctuary features a Tiffany chandelier and an ornately carved wooden table covered in colorful strips of cloth. It's where members share their weekly communion meal. The pastor, Brian Kirk, says the church shares its space with a congregation of immigrants from Micronesia, a chapter of Narcotics Anonymous, and organizers of the local Pride Festival.
We're a church that really believes in the beauty of diversity within the human being, within creation, within beliefs.
But now, First Christian is figuring out how to remain a welcoming space for all while protecting itself from the threat of gun violence and vandalism. In June and July, the church was under a new spotlight when Kirk's volunteer position on the St. Joseph Public Library Board was up for renewal. Some residents thought Kirk shouldn't be on the board because of his support for the LGBTQ community. The city council received dozens of letters, and protests outside City Hall drew hundreds of people on both sides. And Kirk, who is gay, found himself in the middle of a social media firestorm.
I had spent a decade here trying to build a good reputation in this community, and suddenly you're in the public eye.
Kirk says he thought about it almost constantly. He worried for the safety of his husband and his family.
There's a great deal of stress because there's almost nothing you can do about it, and you just kind of have to accept that it's happening to you and try as best you can to go about your daily life, but it is all-consuming.
The pastor who started the campaign against Kirk was Josh Blevins of conservative evangelical Grace Calvary Chapel across town. Blevins says he didn't initially know Kirk was gay, but he was concerned Kirk would use his board position to promote LGBTQ ideas because his church had hosted an event featuring a drag queen. Blevins says homosexuality doesn't align with the Christian God.
He created man and women in the context of a marriage relationship from the very beginning, which is God's design for the family and for human sexuality to thrive in.
Grace Calvary Chapel's campus is more than 55,000 square feet and features a coffee shop, podcast studio, and a wide stage with room for a band.
You're worthy of it all.
Blevins and his congregation don't shy away from politics. At an August event, Blevins encouraged the audience to get involved in the local school board to prevent the teaching of LGBTQ acceptance. He discouraged Christians from collaborating with LGBTQ groups and said drag shows, pride parades, and teaching about homosexuality in schools are a form of grooming, manipulating children so they can be abused.
We are against the practice of homosexuality. Part of the grooming is normalizing sinful behavior in the culture.
In 2022, the church created a website called Vote St. Joe, which interviewed local government candidates and rated them based on conservative values. The federal Johnson Amendment limits the political participation of tax-exempt groups like churches. But Blevins thinks that's unconstitutional. He says churches should remain tax-exempt, but still have a moral obligation to participate in politics.
America has enjoyed unprecedented freedom, probably in the history of the world. And I think that it's something that has to be stewarded. It has to be fought for. It has to be maintained in order to be enjoyed.
Critics have called Grace a Christian nationalist church. Blevins denied that label to KCUR. But Andrew Whitehead, a sociology professor at Indiana University Purdue University in Indianapolis, says Grace Calvary Chapel's beliefs do align with an academic definition of Christian nationalist values.
Christian nationalism is a desire to see a particular expression of Christianity privileged in American civic life.
Those values include support for traditional social arrangements like marriage and strict gender roles, authoritarianism and strong rulers, a national ethnic identity based in whiteness, and the victimhood of Christians in a secular society. Whitehead says Christian nationalists see rejecting homosexuality and abortion, for example, as essential parts of their religion, and more Americans are now choosing their religious communities based on their political beliefs.
Our congregations have less political variation than they used to. They can operate as echo chambers.
Some progressive residents of St. Joseph are concerned Grace Calvary Chapel has too much influence over city politics. As a result of the library board controversy, the city changed the way it appoints people to its boards and commissions. And some say discrimination against LGBTQ people has become more apparent. RJ Jackson, a former member of Grace, says family members have been called slurs in public, something that's never happened before.
There are some people who are genuinely afraid to come out to their friends and family because they see how they reacted to the gay man on the library board. Any kind of homophobia and Christian nationalism entering politics, it has a measurable ripple effect.
Jackson left Grace because he thought the church was becoming too conservative. So did Sean Connors, who later came out as gay. Connors says social media attacks on Kirk and others have made some progressive St. Joseph residents feel unsafe and unwelcome.
We're being treated like we're second-class people that don't deserve to live, to thrive in St. Joe.
It wasn't until October that Brian Kirk, pastor of First Christian Church, felt like he was finally free of the stress of the summer. Kirk used to feel that St. Joseph was, if not a liberal community, a libertarian one. People's individual choices were respected, and LGBTQ people were free to live their lives without interference. He doesn't feel that way anymore.
It seems to be a pretty clear message that we will tolerate you if you keep quiet and keep your head down, but if you put your head up and you have something to say, we're not going to allow that. And the fact is, they were successful.
Kirk knows of two transgender people who've left town because they no longer feel safe. His church is thinking of hiring security and putting up cameras to stop a potential mass shooting. And he's coping with his realization that the community is more divided than he thought it was. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Nomi Nujiadine